you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to today's edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, December 15, 2019, with me, Atef Erfani.
I'm also your host. My name is Amir, and it's a great pleasure to be with you again here on another edition of Listeners Special.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard.
Well, everyone, as usual, we have received so many emails and letters from our listeners from different parts of the world. I'm going to read out the names of a few listeners who have kindly sent us emails. And of course, later in the program, we are going to read out these emails for you. Christer Brunström from Sweden has sent us a long email. Thank you very much, Christer. Madhab Chandra Sagur from India. Also, Gianluca Dentici from Italy, Fabio Junior da Silva, one of our regular listeners from Brazil, and also Reese Lloyd, also one of our regular listeners from Britain. You have kindly sent us emails. Thank you very much. And also, we have received reception reports. For example, Juan Emaldi from Spain, and Andrew Kuznetsov, a regular listener from Latvia, and DK Sarkar from India, have kindly sent us reception reports. Thank you very much. And of course, these reception reports are very important for us because they will enable us to learn about the quality of the reception of our radio signals in your places where you can just tune into our radio signals. Anyhow, thank you very much. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back in a tick.
Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and we are here to read your kind emails and letters. First of all, we have an email from Fabio Junior da Silva from Brazil. Fabio Junior is one of our regular listeners, and he says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, it is with great joy that I have tuned in to your radio, and it makes me feel good. I admit that my heart jumped with joy by hearing my letter being read in your program, Listeners Special. Congratulations on your affection and attention to your listeners. You were more than simply voices. Your radio is a means to exchange ideas, information, tastes, tourism, faith, and emotion. It would be an injustice not to write these few simple lines to express my joy for receiving your signals at my house almost every day. I'm sure we will continue to be together, as I know the quality of programming will be even better. I also very much want to receive a copy of the Holy Quran and a photo of your team so I can meet everyone at a close look. As usual, and here I include some reception reports to express how, when, and what I hear about your programs. I hope this information would be of importance to you as it is to me. Thank you very much. You know, Fabio Junior da Silva, really, I received positive signals and positive vibes from your nice email thousands of miles away from Iran. Okay, you said you had requested a copy of the Nobel War on and a photo of IRIB English Radio staff, so we can provide it.
Sure. We'll tell the producer to just make preparations for providing Fabio with what he has requested. And by the way, he has mentioned... it seems that he spends a few hours every day listening to our radio. It's interesting for me to learn which programs Fabio likes the most.
Yes,
which are his favorite programs.
As I always say, it was a message of encouragement.
Right.
It was really positive.
So, Fabio, in your next email, tell us which programs are your favorite ones. Let's move on to today's next email sent to us by Madhab Chandra Sagur from India. Very short email. Madhab says, at this time, I'm fortunate to receive strong signals in my area. I hope you find my reception report to be of some use. If the details are correct, please verify them with a QSL card. Sure, we'll definitely do that. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Madhab.
Yeah, it's really good that you have a strong reception of our radio signals in India. And here's an email by Krister Brunstrom from Sweden. This is what Krister has to say. Despite all modern gadgets, I still prefer to listen to shortwave radio for both information and entertainment. In fact, shortwave radio has been with me since 1962. Today, I am 72 years old. Over the years, I've been able to listen to radio stations in more than 200 different countries on shortwave. Sadly, this is no longer possible as many countries have left shortwave. In the 1960s and 70s, shortwave radio broadcasts helped me improve my knowledge of English, French, German, Spanish, and Portuguese. As it turned out, I became a language teacher, a job which I enjoyed until my retirement some 10 years ago. I'm not too keen on modern music, and I'm mostly attracted to folk music from a variety of nations all over the world. By the way, over the years, I've followed the ups and downs in world politics. Krister adds by saying, many countries have made extensive use of shortwave radio for political propaganda purposes. Krister says, I heard about the assassination of President Kennedy and other important world events. And Krister concludes by saying, it is still possible to listen to the world using shortwave. Thank you very much, Krister. You are a man that is quite interested in listening to shortwave radio. And you have mentioned that it's no longer possible because many countries have left shortwave, but there are still radio stations that use shortwave broadcast. And I'm sure that you can still continue enjoying just listening to shortwave broadcasts.
Krister Brunstrom from Sweden, thank you very much.
And Krister is also very, I believe, Krister mm-hmm. is also a very talented person because, as you see,
yeah,
he has said
he knows
that,
many languages.
Yeah, he's improved the knowledge of English, French, German, Spanish, and Portuguese by listening to radio programs. Yeah, thank you very much, Krister. All right, let's go for a short break and we'll be back in a moment.
Okay, we are back with your kind emails and letters. Here, I have an email from Rhys Lloyd from the UK. He says, I'm writing to inform you of my reception today of Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran from Sharon, southern Flintshire in Wales. I heard a speech about Iran punctuated by traditional music. Please be referred to the recording attached to this email to better illustrate the comments as made above. To verify my reception, please, may I be sent a QSL card and further details of your services? I look forward to hearing from you again, with many kind thanks in advance of your most welcome response. Thank you, Rhys Lloyd from the UK, for your email. I don't know what, you know, what music and what a speech you heard about Iran. You said you heard a speech about Iran punctuated by traditional music. Of course, it was in maybe in IRIB English radio or on TV.
He has actually mentioned the recording being attached. You can just listen to that recording.
Maybe he's referring to one of our programs.
Yeah, probably. Most probably he's referring to one of our programs.
We will do. Well, he has requested that.
All right. Before just moving on to this week's interview, there's one more email left, a short email by Gianluca Dentici from Italy. This is what Gianluca has to say. Please find my reception report attached to this email. And would you please send a QSL card? We'll definitely do that for you, Gianluca. Thank you very much for sending us an email. And please tell us your views about our programs and the quality of the programs. Thank you very much. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back with this week's interview.
And now it's time for today's interview.
Well, my name's Robert Goffin. I live in Norwich, Norfolk, in England, and I'm 61 years old. I've been listening to shortwave virtually all my life since my father bought me an ex-army radio when I was about 10 years old. I enjoy listening to many stations. I like to listen to IRIB. I think they give a good and fair representation of how they see the world and the news, and that's basically me. Sadly, I think that shortwave radio seems to be gradually disappearing. Many of the smaller countries are considering stopping or have stopped. I think Radio Sweden is stopping. Radio Hungary stopped many years ago, I think, on English. Everybody seems to think that the web is the way forward, and I think that's very sad. You can buy an inexpensive shortwave radio and listen to radio stations all over the world without worrying about an internet access. You can buy wind-up radios if they don't need batteries for countries where electricity is not so easy to come by, but so many stations seem to think they should go down the route of the internet. Web-based, and I think that's short-sighted. It's very impersonal. You don't get the feel of the people or the country. It's one website looks very much like another. I think it's very good. I think it's moved on a long way. I believe that you broadcast the news as you see it, same as every other nation broadcasts the news as they see it or they want to tell us it. I think you decided you have a duty to educate with your programs about health. You bring into account the Quran, which is interesting. And I think your presenters come across in a friendly and manner, which is a good representation of your country. I think they help you see the world in a different light. As people move round and round the world, we get more and more people of different religions in our country, and it helps you to give a better understanding of their point of view, rather than just thinking of the one religion we're brought up with. It gives you an idea and makes you more tolerant, I think, of other people's religions that brings. Keep supporting shortwave. The internet's fine, and I'm fortunate, I have a computer, but many people don't. And the only way they'll be able to hear programs around the world and therefore form their own opinion of what's happening around the world is if shortwave stations keep transmitting. So keep listening, keep sending in reception reports. It proves there's listeners out there. My pleasure. Thank you.
And that brings to an end today's edition of Listeners Special. Thank you all for joining us. Till next time, goodbye, everyone.
Many thanks for being with us, and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pastoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pastodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.